Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast to you from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and a satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out, as always, to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital room workers and ER room workers, our 9/11 dispatchers, our Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe, too. Now, want to remind everybody that's out there working on the Third Watch, keeping America rolling along, that we appreciate you, the over-the-road 18-wheel truck drivers out there, getting the job done, as well as the FedEx and the UPS and the bulk mail center haulers out there hauling the mail to the post offices so you can get your mail today. Now, let's not forget Amazon and the warehouse there either, or the Amazon drivers delivering all the packages that they have through the Prime outfit that they work with. Now, also, suicide jockeys that are hauling gas and diesel and jet fuel to wherever it needs to go. Appreciate you guys and gals out there doing that. And don't forget, you can follow us on Facebook at the Captain's America Third Watch Radio Show Facebook page. And we're also on MeWe, we're on Gab, we're also on Getter, we're on Truth Social, and we're on Twitter, all as Captain's America, that's all one word, Captain's America. And you can check out our website too, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com, simply the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. All right, and joining us right now from the mountaintop overlooking Tampa, to the north, it's none other than Denise Simon.
Hey, good morning, good morning.
Yippee-i-yo, cow patty. Yep, and it is a good morning, and it is a nice, comfortable morning. It's going to feel like another beautiful day in paradise down here, which it will be. And, oh, by the way, would you like to say the pledge?
Sure.
I pledge allegiance,
to the flag
of the United States of America. And to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was formed and founded on Judeo-Christian practices and values. Well, we just talked about the Ukraine and the situation that happened there. But we also had another situation over the weekend where the United States Special Operations Forces went in and carried out the evacuation at the American Embassy. I understand it was about 70 people that were there at the embassy.
I think there were 85 listed on the payroll. SEAL team went in there and got the staff out in pretty short order, but that was only after the Brits got their people out, so we were kind of forced to do that. And our people went to Ethiopia. There are people fleeing Sudan all over the place. Some have gone to Chad. Some have gone to Egypt. It's a mess. It's definitely a mess, but we've got two warring factions there. The United States is not part of the mess, thank God. But Russia is.
Mm-hmm.
Because they have the Wagner Group there.
Mm-hmm.
And the Wagner Group has been supplying arms to these warring factions. So what Russia is really after in Sudan, I can't really say. I don't really know. There must be some kind of something there. I don't know if it's some rare earth minerals or what that Russia thinks that they need to have out of Sudan, but it's that's been at least part of the problem is Russia again.
Yeah, well, they do have quite a supply of rare earth minerals there.
I don't know that for sure.
Yeah, well, there's a report that they do, so we don't know what it is they're going after. It could be any one of three things, and I'm not going to mention it because you could take a whole different course of the evening along with that one. All right, now let's talk about, for the heck of it, Kevin McCarthy. He says the House is going to pass the debt ceiling plan this week, but what good's it going to do?
Well, it could, in fact, force this White House to negotiate, and this White House has chosen, I think we're at a little over 80 days that McCarthy has been trying to get the White House to negotiate, and they haven't done so. All they've done is criticize, saying that, you know, there's nothing to negotiate because it hasn't even passed the House. So I was like, okay, well, we'll pass it. Now, he's only got, McCarthy's only got four votes that he can lose. I don't think that he will, but it'll fall dead certainly on the Senate side, but that'll put, you know, the real pressure on the Democrats. They obviously just don't care anything about spending and about debt. We're a debtor nation. I don't know how else to put it. And we don't pay our bills. Not certainly at $31 trillion debt.
I wonder if we'll, here comes the music. I'll ask you on the other side of it. All right, I'll be right back, folks, with Denise Simon with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch as we cruise along on a Monday morning. And I hope you're having a good morning wherever you're at. We certainly are going to continue the theme when we come back, so don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Stay tuned. There's more coming up right after this short break on the Captain's America Third Watch. And call us at 1-877-969-8600.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Right now with Denise Simon of FoundersCode.com. Right here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Be sure to check out all the great articles she has over there. That's FoundersCode.com. Take it away, Captain.
Thank you very much, Kyle. That's right. And by the way, this segment of the program is brought to you by Geico, G-E-I-C-O, Geico Insurance. And remember, Geico's been saving people money for more than 85 years. They currently happen to be the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 27 million drivers. Now, what we can tell you about Geico is that if you've got a regular car or truck policy and you just want to find out if they can save you money, you can either call them up or you can go to the web, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com, get your information there, whatever works for you, and have them give you a rate on the car or truck you're driving. In addition, perhaps you're going to tell me that you got maybe an ATV or a motorcycle or a boat or an RV. Well, they can bundle all those together, put them on the same policy, and save you money. But it's not over yet when it comes to savings. You can take your homeowner's insurance, your renter's insurance, or your Geico condo insurance, get a quote on that, the Geico condo insurance, and see if they can save you money that way. I can hear the shouts of yippee-yo right now coming from the building, which is not that far away from where I'm at, Geico here on Kennedy in Tampa. Now, all that being said, once you do that, it's a no-brainer. Save yourself some money. Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. All right, and back to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, and good morning again to you.
Good morning.
Now, the wonderful things that are upon us, we just talked about Kevin McCarthy and that the House apparently this week will be passing the debt ceiling bill, sending that to the president, and you said that there might be some pressure to
the
be
applied.
The Senate, yeah, being able to apply and maybe get something done there. I don't know. I'm not as optimistic. I think that I just don't see them cooperating.
Well, someone's going to have to come to the table because, you know, we have, in fact, reached the debt ceiling, and they've been juggling monies in all kinds of various accounts in order to pay the bills. I think they have until the, I'm going to say June time frame.
Mm-hmm.
Things are going to get crazy. So the ball's in their court, and that's where we are.
Now, there is a report that since Russia took over as a temporary head of the Security Council, that they have been trolling the world.
Well, they've been definitely doing that.
They were doing that before they were this, weren't they?
They've been doing it forever. So, and I mean, the word troll in this particular case can mean a lot of things, but China's been doing the same thing. So where are you going with that?
I don't know. It's where the story went. That's the headline. The story. That's the headline. The story goes with it.
And when the story says what?
The story says that Russia is trolling, using their position as the head of the UN Security Council, the world's powers, period. That's what it says.
Well, I mean, the story is only 500 words, so mm-hmm. it's not more, so I don't know what...
Got me. Read the headline, and that's it. You get the headline to tell me what they're talking about.
Well, you know, if the United Nations had any value with what Russia, Moscow, is doing, not only in Ukraine, but in other countries across the globe, really the same thing with China, the membership of Russia would have been suspended. There should have been a vote to do that. But everybody's, all these leaders, UN ambassadors and whatnot, are terrified of Russia and China, so there's no consequence. So Russia gets away with anything, and so does China. So much for the authority and the validity of the United Nations. I'd have suspended them, you know, when Russia took over Crimea, personally. But mm-hmm. that's just me.
Now, in these...
go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, now, NBC did a poll, and in their poll, 68% of the GOP voters polled stand behind Donald Trump.
Okay.
Now, I'm not surprised to hear that, but I am surprised that it's an NBC poll.
Okay.
So, you never know when you get an NBC poll what it is you're going to get.
Well, I mean, Trump has got... far more favorables than Vivek Ramaswamy or Nikki Haley and Asa Hutchinson. Probably anybody would even consider Asa Hutchinson to be on me. But, you know, there are several that they say will get into the race, a presidential race. I'm not so sure about that. There was a time that we thought that Mike Pompeo would or Tom Cotton would. Those are both no's. You got Tim Scott, who is, you know, kind of poking around and looking at what they call an exploratory committee. DeSantis is not declared. So, I mean, right now, the only favorable is Trump.
Yeah. Yep. And, of course, understanding that the, oh, and here's a good one. This came out of the woodwork yesterday. GOP lawmakers are pushing for state control of the St. Louis City Police Department.
Well, St. Louis is in a collapse and has been for quite some time. And, you know, I think San Francisco is kind of looking for some federal help, too, with their crime.
Mm-hmm.
So... here's where we are. You know, when it comes to having law and order, which we clearly don't have across this country.
Nope.
And I would argue that, you know, people say, what's the number one issue in the United States that needs to be addressed? Everybody says the economy. Quite frankly, I think it's law and order. If you have law and order, I think somehow things kind of get fixed when it comes to the economy. But that's just me. You know, we're becoming a lawless country, city by city by city. And if you look at these cities and who's running them, you pretty much have your answer there, don't you?
Right. Yeah. Unfortunately, yes. Miami and their tech boom, which was good while it lasted, seems to have hit a snag now as their money has dried up down there.
I'm not sure I know what they mean by money. I know that you're just reading the headlines. I have not read that, but so I don't know about what they mean by money, if that's private investment or if there are incentives that Miami was offering. But, you know, there was a big surge in people and companies that were moving to Florida. I think now that's kind of leveled out here a little bit. And you can tell by the real estate market.
Mm-hmm.
So, Miami was after the tech companies and I think giving them some incentives. I think there was some success, but I think things have pretty much leveled out here because tech companies have gotten to the point where they're laying off people. A lot of them. You know, 5,000 here, 4,000 there, and so forth, including Google.
Right.
I think that's part and parcel of why, when I say dried up, I don't go necessarily to the headlines, but I think that it's kind of leveled out. I think it's probably a better term.
Well, tonight, one of the things that we'll get into, because we don't have enough time to do it right now, is the last-minute attempt to try to stop Joe Biden from running for president. And there is an active movement trying to get him to stop. Don't know if they're going to be able to do it or not, because reportedly he's going to announce tomorrow whether he's running or not.
Yeah, he's going to do it by video, which I think is a coward way to do it, so
right.
He doesn't have to face anybody.
Right.
But it's also, he has appointed this person, I'm trying to remember her name, actually, as his campaign chairman. She goes all the way back to the Obama administration.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yep.
Yeah.
To be continued, I will talk to you tomorrow on a rebound. Have a great day.
Thank you. You too.
All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCo.com. FoundersCo.com. Go over there, check it out, see all the different things that she has to offer. And I'll be right back right after this break coming right up.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA News Update. Jury selection is set to begin Monday in the trial for the man accused of killing 11 people at a Pittsburgh synagogue in 2018. Prosecutors say Robert Bowers was armed with an assault rifle when he carried out the attack at the Tree of Life in October of that year. Republican pro-life congresswoman says she supports the Supreme Court's ruling that will keep an abortion pill on the market. South Carolina Representative Nancy Mace said she believes the ruling earlier this month by a Texas judge to suspend FDA approval for mifepristone was unconstitutional. channel. A majority of Americans apparently don't want either President Biden or former President Trump to run for the White House next year. An NBC News poll finds 70% of those surveyed, including just over half of all Democrats, believe Biden should not run for a second term. The White House says U.S. Embassy personnel and their families are safe after being airlifted out of Sudan. Jerry Barmash, USA News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, indeedy, it is. And the national headlines brought to you, the military and veterans news headlines brought to you by our friends at National Aviation Academy. Now, National Aviation Academy can be found online by going to the website NAA.edu. That's NAA.edu. And here's more about them right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has two campuses where they will train you to become an aviation maintenance technician. The first one is in Clearwater, Florida, right here in the Tampa Bay, Florida area. The second one is up in Concord, Massachusetts, directly outside of Boston, just a few minutes, and at a small airport that's right there, a business commuter airport. Now, in either case, you can learn how to become an aviation maintenance technician at either one of those campuses. All you have to do is call them up at 800-659-2080 and ask to take the tour of one of their facilities. Once you do that, then you have an idea where you want to go. Now, again, National Aviation Academy can tell you more about themselves right now, and they're going to.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, when we had Bo in here last week on Thursday to have his regular every other week visit with us, he told you about how the aircraft companies, the airlines and whatnot, were hiring people, but they weren't hiring them to put them all, like, say, in one place like Cleveland or San Francisco or whatever. They're moving them around to where people are retiring and this, that, and the other. So maybe there might be an opening, let's say, in Portland, Oregon, but there might not be one in Portland, Maine, but there might be one in Portland, Michigan. How about that? That's the way they're doing it. So when you talk about diversity and getting an opportunity to work almost anywhere, well, you're going to get it, especially if you put your name in the world market. Because they have people they do business with that do business overseas that are hiring aviation maintenance techs for their airlines and the companies in which they represent, the countries, rather, in which they represent. Now, you probably heard me talking about the Ukraine and the airlines and the planes that they supposedly are getting. They're supposedly getting some MiGs from one of the smaller countries in the area. Somebody is going to give them some F-16s. And I don't know who that is. I don't think it's the United States. It might be. But they're going to give them like a dozen or so. And that's going to go along with all the other things they've got going on, because they have got what appears to be an offensive they're mounting up for right now, right here in this date and time and era and place, which we'll have to find out as it goes along what's going to happen, because nobody seems to know, and nobody's talking as well they shouldn't. You don't go and tell the enemy that, you know, hey, we're going to have an offensive because on such and such a date. Now, Denise did say that she thought it would be the end of April. That's what she thought. I'm hearing it could be a lot sooner. And we'll just have to wait, and we'll have to see what happens. Now, also, the Army is being asked to step up their production on ammunition. Well, that's wonderful. Problem is, how many hours have you got in a day, and how long is it going to take to get the ammo production level back up to where you need to have it to take care of all the skirmishes in the world that are going on right now? It's going to take a while. And, of course, we've got ourselves in a big pickle, supplying all these different countries with ammunition. And I've been told that one of the most popular rounds, shells, to go out is the 155-millimeter howitzer shell, because that's what the big boys are using predominantly with the artillery, as well as some of the armor that they have. So it's all contingent to how soon can they get the beans, how soon can they get the bullets, how soon can they get the trained personnel, because if you remember right, Ukraine had some 40,000 people that were being trained in Germany. And it's my understanding that as those people come back to the Ukraine, they're being put right there along the area where they're talking about launching this invasion and taking back the territory down there to the south and the east of Kiev. Now, will that happen anytime soon? Nobody knows. Is it happening now? To a certain degree, it is. But not in as great a quantity as it will down the line. Now, we just heard from Fred a little while ago in Fort Lauderdale. And good morning to you, Fred. Fred says, let me get over here. Fred says, as for the House of Representatives passing a budget proposal, it gets the ball rolling. It is impossible to get Joe to pick up the phone and keep Kevin McCarthy for Putin or Pai. Even in the Senate, if the Senate does not follow the lead, the House has shown something versus nothing. Well, that's true. And, of course, he's talking about the battle between McCarthy and some of the insiders that are there in the Republican Party. We got into the fight over the weekend. We heard about it. I actually watched it on TV to see what it was they were talking about. I had to go to Donald J. Trump to that website to get the info, but I got it, and I watched it, and it was amazing. It's hard to believe that some of these people are Republicans the way they're acting. But the lines of communications obviously have to be kept open. And in being quiet with your own and not telling them what's on your mind, that just doesn't help the matter at all. It makes it worse. Because then we wind up being the ones that are having the communication problem. And I don't really think Joe Biden is having a problem communicating with the anybody. I think what he might be having a problem with is trying to get anybody to believe him, that what he's saying is honest. Because God knows he's got enough of trouble trying to convince anybody of anything else. Goodness sake. All right, well, we're coming back. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, will be with us. Don't go anywhere. Plenty more to talk to you about on a Monday morning. I shall and will return.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
You found it, the most listened to radio program in the overnights, the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
You betcha, and we'd be more than happy to have you aboard the Captain's Army here. We're on the air live every morning, Monday through Friday, from 2 a.m. to 6 a.m. We come on the air Saturdays from 2 a.m. to 5 a.m. live. And then, of course, we're played all over the weekends at various times on the satellite. So never know when you're going to be heard in different markets. You have to check your favorite station for listings and see what they have to say. Now, this portion of the program is brought to you by Moss, that's M-A-U-S, Acura. That's spelled A-C-U-R-A. Now, I can tell you, Moss and Acura, they've got a tremendous name, a tremendous reputation that are operating together. In that, if you serve, you save at Moss Acura. Now, that means that all active duty military, all veterans, all first responders, active and retired, whether you're EMS, whether you're firefighter or police, and all church pastors, too, get a tremendous discount on the vehicle you're looking at. Now, this is something that not many other dealers do, but they also offer you Moss Care, which means you get free oil changes and free tire rotation on the vehicle that you buy. So check them out, Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. That's Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com, and don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. Okay, joining us right now, we have none other than the watchdog on Wall Street himself, Mr. Chris Markowski. Is he getting a little cool up there?
A little cool?
Yeah.
It's stayed about the same. We haven't really broken out. We had like a couple of days when the temperatures got real hot, but it's cold tonight, but I mean, hopefully, you know, it's going to warm up a little bit at some point in time. We're in the 40s now. Maybe it gets in a high 60 today. It's been this rain.
There is a major cold front headed your direction, and it's all the way stretched out into Nebraska. And there's a major freeze warning
associated with a lot of these areas. You might get it, you might not. There's a frost warning out to the west of you, a ways away. There's a freeze watch not very far away from you. So it'll be interesting to see what happens.
Yeah. Like I said, we're not definitely going to get that nice spring weather, that's for sure.
And don't forget you're going to lose your gas stove.
they didn't run gas here. I got to still use oil.
Well, I guess that's okay. Right?
Well, yeah, it doesn't matter either way. I'm just saying that, you know, it's government regulations and whatnot are preventing things, and who knows what they're going to force us to do next.
Well, I know this much. Kevin McCarthy says the House will, in fact, pass the debt ceiling plan this week and send it over to the president.
Well, it's got to go to the Senate first, no?
I thought it was going to the House. Oh, wait a minute. The House will pass it. Yeah, then it'll go to the Senate. You're right. Mm-hmm. Yep.
All right. Well, I may be wrong. I'm not sure exactly how they go and they send it to the president to look at. But Joe Biden hasn't spoken with him in a long time. So, and he seems like he's pretty set in his ways. He says he doesn't want to, talk about the debt ceiling. So, I who knows what's going to happen with this?
Well, he's supposed to be announcing that he's running for president tomorrow via a videotape.
Well, because they wanted to do takes. They didn't want to do it live. So I was laughing about that the other day. I was talking about, he's doing it on videotape. And I'm saying, what's the over-under on the amount of takes that they did on that video? He can't do stuff on the fly. They can't. They're afraid of, maybe too afraid that he would screw something up.
Well, I don't disagree with that.
Yeah. I mean, everybody knows why. I mean, it's as plain as day.
Mm-hmm.
And the polls I'm seeing right now, a lot of people just don't want him. 70%?
70% in one poll. 68% gets this. 68% in an NBC poll.
Yeah, but you're dealing with on the opposite side, too. With Donald Trump, he keeps pointing, he's leading in the polls. Yeah, but it doesn't matter. I mean, you get the nomination, you got to win. 44% of Republicans don't want Donald Trump to run. And you take a look at the people in the center, the independents, it's even worse. So 70% don't want him to seek another term. What are we going to end up with here? I mean, in a race here, it's going to be a mess.
Well, if we end up with Trump, and I think we will, because 68% of those in this NBC poll are solidly behind him, and that's NBC, and NBC is not by any stretch of the imagination conservative.
No, but this is Associated Press. Mm-hmm. 70% of adults, regardless of party affiliation, don't want Trump to seek another term.
Yep, I've seen that.
93% of Democrats, 63% of independents. You got to win independents. First off, you got to win the Republican Party. If you got that many Republicans that are not there, I don't know. Maybe the hope is going to be is that, Biden gets the nomination, who's the weakest candidate? But, these types of poll numbers aren't, when you have that many people saying they don't want you to run, I can't recall a poll like this on both sides of the aisle in a race.
But it is much more, I find, against Biden than it is Trump, because Biden is a disaster. He's a walking disaster.
No, I hear you there. But then again, that doesn't make any difference, as we know. We have an electoral college here in the country, and you got to win certain states.
Mm-hmm.
And you end up being off-putting in any way, shape, matter, or form. It ain't gonna turn out well. That's all I'm saying is. And I said, I would think in a country like ours, we want the best candidates up there. We don't want the two weakest candidates. It looks like we're going to have a race between two extraordinarily weak candidates that nobody – the plurality the country doesn't want.
Mm-hmm. I tend to agree with you. Now, I got to ask you something here. Miami put out a message yesterday that their tech boom has hit a snag and the money has dried up.
Well, of course, if a tech boom has dried up. Certain companies that are not very good, this happens every single time. When you hit a recession and money gets tighter, lending gets pulled back, and guess what? It's either put up or shut up time.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, people are not going to float companies forever. And the dynamic changes when money becomes more expensive. When money's cheaper, people might be willing to take on that greater risk. Mm-hmm. Now that it's more expensive, no. They're like, okay, you know, you got to focus on making money, got to focus on revenues and profits, mm-hmm. or, you know what, you're going to go away. I mean, this happens every time. This is nothing new.
All right, let's take a phone call here. Bagamon Bob, what's on your mind?
Yeah. Does Biden have any serious challengers as far as my primary? Because I just find it hard to believe that he can make it go the distance and actually run for president again. All right, I mean, that's it, Cap.
All right, thank you. He's got Marianne Williamson, but she's...
RFK, no, RFK's been, he's been on all over the news since he announced he was, you know, on Tucker Carlson's program, mm-hmm. Bill Cavuto, he's been all over the place, and... Mm-hmm. You know, his announcement, you know, people feeling a little bit nostalgic for the Kennedys. It was interesting. They were pointing out, well, you know, the Kennedys' anti-war stance, mm-hmm. anti-establishment stance back in the 1960s. And he's talking a lot about that in terms of, you know, getting us out of all of these, you know, military conflicts around the globe and military-industrial complex. And, you know, part mm-hmm. of his platform, you know, there's some of it I think is cuckoo, but a lot of it I like. I mean, I'm in the same boat. I want to end all this stuff, too.
Now, Kennedy is a magic name from a magic time, and a lot of people remember when there was a Kennedy in office, how good we had it.
Oh, yeah. And again, like I said, you listen to the guy. You know, he's very good. You know, I said some of his ideas I disagree with vehemently, but the main points that he was making in regards to, again, he was talking about the money that we're spending, mm-hmm. and you know, it's very similar things I talk about in my podcast and how China is investing around the globe, trying to make friends, and they are. You know, last week it was a great line by Larry Summers, the former Treasury Secretary, and he was also president of Harvard. I make fun of him. I don't agree with him all the time. But he came out and said, he was like, listen, I said, I speak to people from emerging markets in Africa, Latin America, different places, and they say, hey, we talk to China, we get an airport. We mm-hmm. talk to the United States, we get a lecture. Mm-hmm. And, you know, who's doing a better job? You got all these people with anti-China stuff. China's just kicking our butt in business, which we used to be good at. Now we just go around lecturing everybody, telling them what they need to do to put windmills up and solar panels. You know, maybe we shouldn't do that.
Well, I remember what happened when Donald Trump took control of the country. And I remember how things, you know, we couldn't do this, we couldn't do that. And everything we couldn't do, we did do in spades. But I got to talk to you about that tomorrow, I guess, because we're going to break and I will talk to you then.
Have a good one.
Thank you. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Don't forget, he's on every day at that time. I'll be right back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. We're coming right back with Frank Silvato.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.